Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena, Penelope Noir.
Morena, how are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, I thought we'd continue on. Last week we did New Romantics. So I thought we'd cross the Atlantic and go to the 90s Club Kids.
Excellent. I'm very excited for this. I feel like Club Kids has had a bit of a revival in sort of party culture recently, at least the looks. So.
And so it should, I reckon.
I completely agree. So what is Club Kids?
So I guess their aesthetic was outrageousness, fabulousness, and sex is probably the best way to kind of like sum it up.
Fun.
They, so like the New Romantics, they emerged out of nightclubs, but it was in New York, and it kind of escalated to being like quite out there. Mm. They're kind of described as being the last true subculture of the analog age.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah. So, and they were people names such as Michael Alec, James, Julie Jules, Ernie Glam. There's like heaps of them.
Mm.
Then there's kind of like a second. Kind of tier that comes along, which is like RuPaul,
mm-hmm.
Amanda Lepore, Richie Rich, and Patricia Field, who did the fashion for Sex and the City.
Oh my God, of course.
Yeah, Richie Rich, I'm pretty sure, came here for a fashion week.
Oh, cool.
Along with the same year that Pamela Anderson came.
Oh, wow, that would have been an extremely iconic year.
Not that long ago, wasn't
no,
it?
No, and I'm pretty sure. I saw
her at the beach, funnily enough.
That feels like the best place to see Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
Was she wearing her
natural habitat
uniform?
No, she wasn't. But she was at Takapuna Beach.
Chilling.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I was like, is this happening?
It's surreal.
Surely not.
Or am I dreaming?
Yeah.
So it was kind of started by Michael Alec. In 1984, he moved to New York and he began kind of hosting events at clubs and that sort of thing. And as the movement kind of grew, it went from underground clubs into massive venue clubs like the Danceteria, the Palladium, and also the Limelight, which kind of looks like a medieval church, was kind of like the main kind of basic place. I guess what's quite interesting about the 90s Club Kids is that they were paid to entertain people and get people and bring them into the club.
Okay.
I think there's probably an element of that a little bit in London, but not, you know, that was actually like-minded people starting out.
Yeah.
You know, but lots of people were running nightclubs like total entrepreneurial kind things. And so they would go and host these outlaw parties, which would be at like McDonald's or Burger King or something like that. So they'd all dress up, get hoon along to like one of these places and hang out there and be outrageous until they got thrown out, and then they'd go to the nightclub.
That is such a good tactic to get people to come and be like, what is going on here? Let's just follow them like the Pied Piper.
Yeah. And, you know, I guess, you know, the Kardashians have used social media to kind of grow their prominence. But the Club Kids use TV talk shows pretty much.
That's interesting.
I was going to say, is this kind of like influencer culture before it was on Instagram and
so
all the other social
medias? They used
medias.
TV shows like Geraldo, like, and if there is actually full episodes of these on YouTube.
Oh, cool.
YouTube. And I was watching them yesterday and they're quite fascinating. And they're, you know, like, they're dressing up and they're not always dressing up pretty.
No.
You know?
So give us some visual descriptions of what we've got going on here, because if you know, people aren't familiar with Club Kids, it's pretty out the gate.
Yeah, I guess there's one guy whose name I can't remember, but it kind of, I don't know, stayed in my mind, and he's kind of dressed like, you know, the candle from the Disney movie?
Yes, I do.
And that was pretty amazing. And they're kind of like, you know, Steve Strange, when he did Visage Fade to Grey,
mm-hmm.
a lot of them are dressed like that with the angular faces.
Yeah.
It's like way off the planet out there, kind of androgyny.
Yeah. Talking like spacey makeup.
Yeah.
Huge. It kind of crosses into drag makeup almost in some aspects. What is the overlap with the like queer scene as well, because it was quite informed by a lot of that, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You know, like RuPaul in one episode of Geraldo says, you know, basically we're all born naked and the rest is drag.
Yes.
You know, which I actually thought
famous.
Was pretty cool,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, he's pretty awesome because they get these two, like, straight kind of, you know, Fifth Ave dudes kind of standing up going, well, I wouldn't let you in my house, blah, 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 blah. But I just think that they're so creative. Like,
amazing,
it was
yeah.
DIY. You know, everyone kind of partied all night long, slept during the day. You know, it took them, you know, 5 hours to get ready, that sort of thing. And then, of course, what always happens is that it starts getting into kind of like the mainstream. Calvin Klein, Jean-Paul Gaultier, that sort of thing, started using people as models.
Mm-hmm.
Chloe Sevigny kind of came up through this
scene. Oh, true,
scene.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of like all about the most outrageous kind of things were, like, outfits were the better. They even had their own photographers and PR. Kind
That's
of,
so cool.
You know, they modelled themselves kind of, or Michael did, off Andy Warhol and kind of said that they were the new factory as such. And he kind of ended up surpassing Andy Warhol in the kind of event management.
That's so amazing.
Yeah. If you, like, are interested in this, it's kind of like there is a lot of stuff on YouTube, and I highly recommend checking it out because it is pretty amusing.
I just had like a Google to see some outfits as we were talking, and there is an episode of Joan Rivers where they all go on Joan Rivers, which is I have actually watched before, and it is quite iconic. There's some fantastic wigs going on. Joan Rivers doesn't really know what to do. She's sort of like, Oh, all these people in here wearing these outfits that look like they're from space.
Yeah. I didn't watch that one, but I watched part of Phil Donahue and definitely the Geraldo one. And Geraldo's, like, actually quite, you know, he's, like, standing there going, you guys are hedonistic, you're going to amount to nothing, this is terrible, you know, that sort of thing. And then he's getting these, like, old biddies to go to, like, comment, and a lot of them are standing up going, I think they look fabulous.
Yes.
And I'm like,
yeah, they do.
You know, like, people not judging, which is pretty awesome.
One thing that we were talking about off here, which I find really interesting, is it kind of then bled into the 90s grunge sound a little bit.
Yes, because, you know, they were kind of nightclubbing, and then, you know, we talked about the New Romantics, how it ended up being street style.
Yeah.
And it kind of started, like, that gender fluidity kind of ended up blending into kind of, yeah, culture and art and that sort of thing. And because brands started using them, it ended up going kind of morphing into grunge. Like, if you,
that's so interesting.
Yeah, if you think about, well, even like when people were wearing like bindis.
Yeah,
and
Björk's kind of.
Yeah, and like Björk was kind of hanging out with them.
Yeah.
But it ended up kind of being quite driven by drugs, like a lot of ecstasy. And as these, as the club kids were kind of very flamboyant and they lived their culture or their subculture, they wanted to experiment with a lot of drugs. So they went through phases.
Right,
and unfortunately, Michael Alleg ended up on heroin, and there is terrible things kind of happened after that. And there are some documentaries and also a dramatisation of what happened called Party Monster.
Oh,
and
wow, okay.
The first one was like 1998, and then Macaulay Culkin did a weird one in 2003 that I don't know whether it's completely true.
Right, okay.
But yeah, there was, like, you know, someone was murdered. It was all very scandalous. Then, of course, nobody wanted to know the club kids, and it kind of just completely died out.
It is interesting, though, because it has had a bit of a revival in the last few years. There's a really interesting documentary. I'll find the name of it, but I think I've sent it to you, Penny, in the past, about sort of some of the London-based designers at the moment, like Charles Jeffrey, who runs the Loverboy label, who have been working with the kind of new wave of club kids from New York and throwing these huge parties, which are also fashion shows, which are also just massive club nights.
Yeah.
And there's quite a lot of really cool stuff you can see online if you want to see what contemporary club kids are up to, which is pretty cool.
I think it's, like, so cool that, you know, I guess the tribes are kind of coming back in a way, you know, like, it's quite nice to see, because for a long time I think people kind of are so into lots of different things that they've kind of, I don't know, almost hidden it. And I think kind of the club kids were kind of the original, what we call slashies, which is like, you know, photographer, yeah, designer, yeah. You know,
model, the zookeeper, slash yeah. actress,
yeah, sort of thing.
All of the above.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's pretty cool and definitely worth checking out because they're very inspiring. Walt Paper, who's one of the characters,
Walt Paper is such a good name.
Yeah, he's released like books. Oh, a book, and he's like a jewellery designer now.
Oh, wow, okay.
And his book is pretty cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Penelope Noir. We're going to play some Delight this morning.
Yeah.
I think that feels like a very good way to start the day. And what will we be talking about next week? Do we know yet?
No, I think we'll...
keep it a surprise until then. All right, this is Groovers in the Heart. Thank you very much, Penny. We're going to dance. We're going to dance. We're going to dance. And have some fun. That is...
Come on, y'all.
That is D-Light with Groovers in the Heart. Thank you very much, Penelope Noir, for bringing us Club Kids this morning. If you wanted the name of that documentary, it's about Charles Jeffrey, and it's just called Club Kid Explores New York's Underground, and it's on Vice if you want to go and find that. And I've just been Googling as well. I love Charles Jeffrey's clothes. He does Loverboy, which is a label based out of London. And apparently he actually set up a club night in London to fund his design degree. So very entrepreneurial indeed.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.